Welcome back to another episode of Arcane Echo with your host, Brian. How's it going, everybody? I hope you've been having an amazing 2 weeks. Today, I wanted to dive in and talk the new Halo series for some of my friends who are listening. You probably aren't watching it. I know a lot of my friends haven't decided to watch it. Maybe you as a listener have. So I am interested in getting some other opinions. But so far, we're on to the second season. And really, like the more than likely my thumbnail is going to say, goodbye to the base story. Goodbye to the lore. We're off the range, and we are into uncharted territories as far as this. The story is far off of where what the show is not even anywhere from what the books are, from what I can tell. I've even started to re-listen to The Fall of Reach, the audiobook, because I'm a huge loser. I can read a lot of magic cards, but boy, I really hate reading actual books. I really dislike reading, but one of the only books that I have read in my life is actually the Halo story. And I really enjoyed it. Like, it was very, very well written. I think the author's Eric Newland. And I believe the first two books are written by him. The part that I started to not like continuing the series is all of the authors were different. So the way the things were described, written, were all different. And that's what I didn't enjoy. It's when you find a author or someone that can vividly paint that picture in your mind, right? And that's why I really enjoy our movies, TV series. So this is me at the core. I'm a really easygoing guy. I really enjoy the TV series and the movies that we get, as it gives me that big, or actually fulfills the picture in your brain, right? I do like to think that I am a child at heart, so I really enjoy like D&D and other aspects, seeing the artwork on magic cards, because it would kind of be cool if some of these things were real. Not some of the things that could kill me. That would be crazy, right? But I digress. So we're back into Halo. We got the Covenant going on. I don't remember these mythical rocks that they're finding and that John and this witch lady keep touching and pointing their direction to Halo. One of the things that I was greatly upset, and I wanted to come out with an episode closer when they actually did the episode, A Fall of Reach, the episode which depicted the Fall of Reach. The UNSC abandoned the city. They would not do that in... They would not do that in the movie or the games. In the games or the books. The humans always fight for basically the last inch of every ground. One thing, like, as you guys listen to this, you're going to learn is that I'm a history and like a naval. I love naval ships. The tankers and everything can kind of get out of here, but like military ships, like I love playing war, World War ships, like the Bismarck Tirpitz. I loved all the history about all those ships that like struck fear into people, the Merchant Navy. But again, I'm getting off a topic. The one thing that I was super excited about, if you know the games and the book, is the epic battle that happens above Reach. The UNSC brings in this giant dockyard that's used to outfit, repair their military ships to basically block the plasma from the Covenant fleet. And like mentally picturing that tearing through the bubbling of the plasma and like just this huge, massive, like, if you think about, like, a city-sized dockyard, right? Just melting and debris coming apart. The Covenant ships coming in. The UNSC ships firing off their MAC rounds. I was super excited to see a MAC round fired. Like, I was so stoked to actually visually have this battle happen. They failed me on that one. And womp womp. And that's how they're supposed to find the Halo. The Pillar of Autumn escapes from the Battle of Reach. And they, I think, I may have this wrong, but I believe that they just jump to try to get away from the Covenant, or something happens and they're knocked off, and they stumble upon the ring. That is my memory of it, but again, I'm re-listening to it, so I don't have all the facts 100%, but hopefully, if I do say anything wrong, I'll come back and I'll update myself here. They didn't do that. What happened in the show, they leave Master Chief and, like, the rest of his team, which they changed the name of the teams as well, so maybe that's, like, I guess I should mention, like, I'm all down for creativity, but some of us are just really expecting, like, wanting to see the real story. So for someone to actually deliver, and I think that's why a lot of people really enjoyed the Game of Thrones series, is that the first few series followed the books. Certain things were still missed, I know, but for the most part, they followed the story. And I think that's what a lot of people like. If you're going to be doing the first iteration, maybe try to stick to the source material, as that's what your viewers are looking for. I might be wrong. I might be entirely wrong. Please, if I am, tell me. because I like I said already, I would have loved to have seen the siege above Reach, and then the invasion of Reach, and then, like, the glassing. Like, they did, like, the mountain where everyone holds up is, like, well mentioned in the books. Actually, now I'm remembering, the Covenant was looking for stuff. They were going to planets and searching out pieces. So that could have been those rocks that we were talking about earlier. I feel that they had so much that they could have done with Reach that they threw it away. They just crinkled up the piece of paper with all of the ideas that they could have done and just dropped it. Like, there's, like Master Chief mentions, there are millions of people on that planet. Like, you don't feel that the UNSC would have put up any sort of fight for that planet. Like, it's a little bit ridiculous, but, I did mention, like, I do like creativity. So, like, I do enjoy having some new aspects of it. So far, I am watching them. I am still continuing the series. I am enjoying the kind of spin that they're putting on it. Master Chief got his suit back, so we'll see how it goes, and I'll probably do some more or another episode on it later on down the line. But I guess I just wanted to gripe, and I wanted to complain about that, the how far off track we are off of the source material. I believe that they've already hinted at the Flood in this latest episode. I won't give too many details, but I believe that's what they hinted at. And they are also including, I started the book, but I didn't actually finish it due to the author change and everything there, was the, I think it's called The Ghosts of Onyx, about the Spartan Threes and that project. So they have brought those in, and it just, again, it doesn't appear as if the UNSC is the same. Like, they're definitely a vast difference from the book to this movie, because they're just throwing away people. But I could understand it. Life and death situations, you do have to take gambles. So, interested to see what's going to happen. I don't know how, like, saying goodbye to the lore or, like, the main story, I don't know how they're going to get back to it, if they can. Like, maybe once the Chief actually lands on the Halo, as, like, there's a lot of, again, if you go off of the books and if you go off of the game, there's a lot of really cool environments. They did show a Forerunner city and just large scale battles. I would love to see some Banshees, the tanks, the like it. I know what I picture when I see the game and when I read the books, but I'm really interested to see what the power of cinema is going to be able to give us and really try to hit that home for us. Like I know there's a lot of people that are probably really, really hoping for us to go back to the lore, but I don't believe that they're going to do that. They've already proven that they're going off of their own new ideas. And I am interested to see what they're going to do. I just can't see, or, well, I guess I could take some ideas or thoughts, hints, swings, you may say, but I think there's only one more episode, or there may be two, till the end of season two, so we'll see. What are your guys' thoughts on the Halo series? Have you started watching it yourselves? Were you a fan of the games? Did you read the books? Are you enjoying the current storyline that they're showing? I really thought it was really cool. The Needler in Vanek's chest, but unfortunately, rip Vanek. Definitely some cool special effects to it. And I think the other thing that I know a lot of people are upset about is the Master Chief removing his helmet. It is blasphemy, but again, creative differences. So I know that there's certain actors and people who don't want to, they want to be seen, right? They don't want to have to wear a mask the entire time. Say The Mandalorian is an example. We all know the actor there already, where we don't know the Master Chief's actor, so I could get it. Maybe that's where it comes from, that he wants to actually be known as the Master Chief, but visually. But I would say that it's more impactful when you have the helmet on. Like it's the character that we've grown to love, we've grown to know. So it's going to be a little bit different. I'm not like the biggest critic when it comes to movies. I enjoy them for what we're given. I may be a little bit salty that it's not as lore-based as what I would appreciate. It is what it is, and I'll keep watching to see what comes. And with that, that's my episode on Goodbye to the Lore with the Halo series. If you enjoy the series, or if you enjoy the games or the books, it may be worth to check it out, but it is on Paramount, so it is an additional cost. It's up to you guys if you want to pay for it. So far, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed seeing the elites and the Covenant brought to life and within the TV series. So I guess it all depends upon you and your entertainment choice and how you'd like to see things. But with that, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have the best weekend coming up and all the best to you in the future. And I look forward to more episodes coming out. Cheers, guys.